ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hello everyone, Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、ともゆきです。
Welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 2, Lesson 21, Getting Enthusiastic About Japanese Games. We're glad you're here with us for this lesson. Tomoyuki, what did we learn in the last lesson, Lesson 20?
In the last lesson, we learned how to ask, if someone did something in the past tense. For example, ゲームを買いましたか?
Which is, did you buy a video game? In this lesson, you'll learn how to invite someone to do something. For example, would you like to verb?
That's right. What's happening in the conversation?
Kaori asks Taylor if he likes video games, and then she invites him to play one with her.
Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Taylor-san はゲーム好きですか?
はい、大好きです。ちょっとオタクです。
じゃあ、これをしませんか? Wii U です。
いいですよ。もう一度しませんか?もう一度お願いします。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
テイラーさんはゲーム好きですか?
はい、大好きです。ちょっとオタクです。
じゃあ、これをしませんか? Wii U です。
いいですよ。もう一度しませんか?もう一度お願いします。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
テイラーさんはゲーム好きですか?
Taylor, do you like video games?
はい、大好きです。
Yes, I love them.
ちょっとオタクです。
I'm a bit of an otaku.
じゃあ、これをしませんか? Wii U です。
Well, won't you give this a try? It's the Wii U.
いいですよ。
All right.
もう一度しませんか?
Won't you play one more time? Huh?
もう一度お願いします。
One more time, please. Tomoyuki さん、ゲーム好きですか?
Do I like video games?はい、好きです。Yes, I do. How about you, Jessie?
I do too. 私も好きです。And it sounds like Taylor and Cardi do too.
Yes. Taylor even said that he was an otaku.
Otaku. This is a really interesting word, actually.
Why's that?
Well, in Japanese, this word refers to someone who is overly passionate about something. Usually something considered kind of geeky, like computers, video games, that kind of thing. But not always.Anyway, this word has crossed over into English, and it's used to refer to someone who likes Japanese anime and manga.
So, fans of Japanese animation and manga are known as otaku in English?
Yes. Actually, many fans openly refer to themselves as otaku. It's not really considered to have a negative meaning or anything.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
So, Taylor says he's kind of an otaku, and they're talking about video games, so we can guess that Taylor is a big fan of video games.
That's right.They're playing the Wii U.
Yep, the successor to the Nintendo Wii that's scheduled to come out this year.
It sounds pretty fun, but Taylor lost.
He did. So he asked Kaori for another chance. もう一度お願いします。One more time, please.
Sounds like he doesn't like to lose.
Yeah, I don't think so. Oh, and actually, that was our next phrase to go over.
もう一度
One more time, or once more. This plus お願いします creates...
もう一度お願いします。
Which literally means one more time please or once more please. Now, what it means exactly kind of depends on context, right?
Yes. If you want someone to repeat something, it can mean, could you say that one more time?
Yes, and that makes this phrase very useful in conversation. もう一度お願いします。In the dialogue, Taylor said it to Kaori after he lost the game to her, and so it means, one more time, please, as in, let's play one more time.
そうです。That's right.
Okay, now let's move on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to invite someone to do something, as in, would you like to? Tomoyuki, can you give us our pattern?
Sure. There are two variations of this pattern that we will use today. The first is object plus o plus verb in negative form plus ka.
So again, that's object plus o plus the verb in the negative form plus ka. Okay, so I think object plus o is pretty clear. So let's look at the verb in negative form part.
In lesson 19, we learned how to make the negative form of a verb.
Let's review that really quickly.
All polite verbs end in must, and you change the must to masen.
For example,
the verb to go, 行きます, becomes 行きません.
And this means doesn't go or won't go.
And the verb 食べます becomes 食べません.
Doesn't eat or won't eat. So in our pattern, all we have to do is add か after the negative verb.
That's how you invite someone to do something.
It's literally saying, won't you do this or won't you do that? But it's really close to, would you like to, in English. Okay, so in the last lesson, we had the phrase, game wo shimasu, which means to play video games. Let's use this phrase for our pattern.
Basically, we just change shimasu to shimasen and add ka, and we get game wo shimasen ka?
Game wo shimasen ka? You're inviting someone, asking someone if they'd like to play video games with you. I'd say it best translates as, would you like to play video games? In English. Let's break it down.
Game.
Game, which is our object.
O. Shimasen.
The negative form of shimasu, to do.
Ka.
Question particle.
Please repeat. Game wo shimasen ka?
In the dialogue, instead of game, Kaori said kore, which means this. Would you like to play this?
She was referring to the Wii U system.
Yes. And then, after Taylor lost, he said,
もう一度しませんか?
もう一度, this is our phrase from earlier, plus しませんか? Won't you play one more time? Or would you like to play one more time? We left out the game を part here.
That's right.
Okay, Tomoyuki, you said we had one more variation of the pattern, correct?
Yes. That one is place に行きませんか? Or 来ませんか?
So that's place, に, and then it's followed by either 行きませんか or 来ませんか? So listeners, can you guess what these mean? In this sentence, you're asking or inviting someone to a certain place. Do you remember the difference between 行きます and 来ます?
行きます means to go, and 来ます means to come.
Right, so you would use 行きます if you're referring to a place away from you, and you use 来ますif you're referring to the place that you were at.
So place に行きませんか would be
would you like to go to place? And
place に来ませんか
is would you like to come to place?
Let's show some examples.
How about would you like to go to the park?
Okay, 公園 is park. And so it would be 公園に行きませんか
would you like to go to the park?Let's break it down.
公園
park
に行きません
negative form of the verb 行きます to go.
か
question particle. Okay, now please repeat.
公園に行きませんか
Okay, well, we went through a lot of information in this lesson.
How was it, listeners?
Do you feel comfortable making an invitation in Japanese?Remember that the key is changing the verb into its negative form and then adding ka to it.
Feel free to practice it with us.
Sure, leave us a comment. Okay, well that's going to do it for this lesson.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
We'll see you all next time.
じゃあ、また。
ーさんはゲーム好きですか？
はい、大好きです。ちょっとオタクです。
じゃあ、これをしませんか？ Wii U です。
いいですよ。あの、もう一度しませんか？
ええー、
もう一度お願いします。